Hey, everyone. Michael J. Nelson here, and this is a classical mini. This one is about classical music, sort of, but mostly, which I think you'll enjoy, it's about my humiliation and pain. And it's this. So I went to college when I was 16. The reasons I won't go into. But I had taken up the piano only when I was like 13, I think, maybe 14, and pretty quickly progressed, and I learned very, very quickly. I was just like highly motivated, so I went bananas on piano and became fairly decent. So I got into a college music program where the person was like, yeah, you don't really know what you're doing, but you have something going on, so let's let you in. So I went to this college music program. I was admitted. I was given the piano teacher for this college unit was actually pretty... She was pretty well renowned and was a good teacher. And she said, oh, you know, because you're in this program, now you will have lessons with me. And so I did. And she quickly learned, like, oh my God, you're awful. I have students who are so much better than you. I was like, well, why did you let me into the program? I knew I was pretty terrible. But I progressed. I did what I could. I practiced a lot. I was diligent. And she had a lineage back to... This is a funny thing that some piano teachers did, where they would be like, but of course, my teacher's teacher was a student of Czerny's. You know, like going back to... like Beethoven's time. Like, all right, I don't think it works that way just because. But whatever, I was impressed. And she was a good teacher. And I think she very much knew that I was not going to ever be a piano student, you know, like not a piano star. So, but she was very kind to me. And it was a nice relationship. I remember that she would do the... She had a very strange, what was her, it was an affectation for her. She was like, you can play the notes, but you can't do the sound on the piano. Like, you must learn. And there's a whole thing, look it up, there's a thing about, like, it's a theory, like, could the tip of an umbrella make the same note that a human finger could? On a piano it's an old thing. And she's like, you're the tip of an umbrella. Like, you can't. And so she would play the notes on my back. And I always had a headache and had terrible neck injuries. So she was always like pressing on my back. There's nothing untoward about it. I swear. It was just very strange. Anyway. So she was my teacher, and I think she finally was like, all right, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. So anyway, I went into the theater and didn't go back to piano performance, especially since a few times I got like blown away in piano competitions. And she kind of knew that, and she's like, I don't want my student to be, just be destroyed in these piano competitions. Like, this guy actually sucks, which is fine. I've never claimed to be. I can't play the piano that well. Anyway, here's the point. Here's the whole point of the classical mini is that. So I was in college at 16. I won't go into why I was, but I went to. I was pretty good at music theory. And so I went into a music theory class. I tested out of like two levels of it. So I think I was in a 300 class or something. You know, I was like in a... Yeah, I was in a 300 class of music theory with a bunch of people who were way older than me. And so I went into the class, and it was in the middle of the year. That was the other thing. That was the bizarre thing. Like, I'm 16, I'm Doogie Howser. I'm going into the class, and people are like, who's this dipshit? It was really bad. I felt so out of place. But then the teacher said, like, oh, so he brought up something, and I had had 2 years of music theory in high school. That's why I tested out of it, because I was just, I knew the stuff. We had studied it in high school with my, I had a teacher in high school. We just did it on the side. So, like, okay, so I knew music theory. Anyway, the teacher of this class in college goes, like, all right, well, why don't you show me on the board? Like, here's the music board. Show me what your theory of this is or something. And I was like, no. I demurred heavily. Like, no. He's like, no, please give us your deep knowledge. And I was like, nope, I'm not going to do it. He's like, you get up here right now. So anyway, he had something was sketched on the board, with the staffs, he had a piece of music on there, and I started to circle it and go like, okay, well, this is the main theme, and this is this, and he got very angry, and he's like, well, why doesn't the main theme start here? Why do you say that it starts here? And circled mine, and I was like, well, I don't know, I'm just, this is where the key shift starts, and so I thought this was the place that the actual shift started. He's like, yeah, but couldn't it have been back here? Where this went from the D minor to the D major, couldn't it be here? I'm like, yes, it could, I guess. I don't know. It's theory, right? He's like, sit down. You are terrible. Go to hell. And everyone... I was 16 years old, and everyone in the class was like, ha ha, yes, suck it, little kid. And I was like, I didn't even ask to be up here. Why? And I just saw the faces as I walked back. I set the chalk down, like, slowly and sadly, and I walked back to my seat, and everyone in the class is looking at me like, they weren't there, but, two fingers double up, like, I didn't ask, I didn't know, he told me to come up, and, anyway, it made a huge effect, and everyone in that class, when I was in that music theory class, absolutely hated me from then on, like, loathed me. I was like, who is this? Who comes in. And in the music theory class, this guy he's somewhat well known. I think he was a composer of some note. He used to, we would walk into the class and he would go, he'd play two notes on the piano and go, what were those? Write them down. And if you get them wrong, you get an F for the day. And I'm always terrible at ear theory. I'm just terrible. I can't really hear. And so I would just guess. I'm like, that's a C and an F and a G sharp. You are so wrong, you piece of garbage. Anyway, it made me laugh. And then at the same time, then I would walk across the hall after that sad class where I just got that absolute crappy out of me, and I would go to my piano lessons, and then the piano person would go like, wow, you really are bad. I would not recommend going to college when you are 16. All things considered, I would not recommend it. But that's my classical mini solo.